بعد يسري عرفة مريخ عرفة the most suspicious day in the Islamic year. The Hajj time Allah تبارك وتعالى calls out who is there to ask of me, I will give. Jadi apa-apa Allah boast upon us. Look at the Hujjaj, they come for hopes and tamanna upon Allah تبارك وتعالى. As Hakim Akhtar Sahib said, Rahmatullah Aliyah, Dua rad nahi hoti. Dua rad nahi hoti. Duas are not rejected. Nobody is rejected in the court of Allah تبارك وتعالى. Ye qadam uthte nahi uthaye jate. Ye nahi aya laya gaya ho. Ya Allah, I haven't come, you have brought me. Ya Allah, this feet don't walk. Ya Allah, you made me walk. Allah made us walk. Allah Ta'ala brought us here every step. And to come here to listen to the message of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What do we come here for? Become two mu'mineen and two believers. The gham, the dard, the pain is in the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Here in Arafah also, in Mina also. He told Sahaba Ikram over and over again, possibly after this year you will not see me anymore. I'm handing over this deen to you. I do not disgrace me, insult me, or blacken my face on the day of Qiyam. When he said in Arafah, and just few hours left for the sun to set, and how to maximize our time right now. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is special dua for the Haji. Allahumma ghfir lil Haji, Allah forgive the Haji. Wa liman istaghfara lahu al Haji, for whom the Haji makes istighfar, ya Allah forgive them also. So Allah Ta'ala sent us here to make dua for the Ummah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to maximize our time. Malaika here right now, the rahmat of Allah right now, the entire dunya, Muslim, non-Muslim, all the eyes upon us. How many millions will be here right now? But they can't make it here. Allah Ta'ala brought us here. So for us to take from the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to make our life the entire Ummah's life. To make dua for brothers around the world. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he gave the khutbah on the day of Arafah and he made jama' bin as-salateen to Zuhar al-Asr. Then he came into the Medani Arafah. In front of us you can see Jabal al-Rahmah. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam sat upon his camel facing the Qibla and raised his hand making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like a beggar asking for food. How a person picks up his hands, hey, please give me something. Beloved of Allah, he raises his hands for 5 to 6 hours and makes dua to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And please, and appeal to Allah. And the riwayat says that all the duas are forgiven, all the duas are accepted, except dua for the zalim. That the zalim of your ummah will not be forgiven. Mr. Salah was broken, ya Allah, everyone forgiven besides the zalim. The one that took somebody's rights, the one that said something bad to someone, insulted someone, hit someone, embarrassed someone, cursed someone, won't forgive him. Did anybody down, wrong to anyone, won't forgive him. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam with his gham, his heaviness on his heart, went to Muzdalifah and their dua was accepted. Even ya zalim, he said, Ey Rabbi, a'atit al-mazloom al-jannah wa zalima al-maghfirah. My Rabb, the one that has been oppressed, ya Allah, you give him a'atiyat al-jannah, ya Allah, give him jannah. The mazloom, he got deprived, ya Allah, give him jannah. The zalim, ya Allah, forgive him. So we hear right now that medan. The Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, all three of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, all were stationed over here, making dua to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and for 5 to 6 hours, the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for the ummah till the day of Qiyamah. And then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, in Mina, in Arafah, give over the responsibility to the Ummah that will carry this deen. What is our deen? We have to make dua for a complete deen, not just partial deen. 5 branches of deen. Imaniyat. Allah, all our aspects of Iman put it right. Completely. Amantu billahi wa malaikatihi wa kutubihi wa rasulihi wa liyumin akhir wa al-qadr khayrihi wa sharrihi min Allah ta'ala wa al-ba'ath ba'd al-mawt. Allah, I believe in all these things. In Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, with all his sifat, with all his attributes, everything in the hands of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, complete iman tawakkulan ala Allah, complete tawakkul upon Allah, reliance upon Allah. Allah, I cannot do anything. The brain you gave me, Allah, whatever I think I can do is from you. Everything is from you. Whatever my limbs are doing, Allah is from you. Allah can paralyze us, you know, in a second, stroke can happen. Person wakes up with a pinched nerve, what can he do? Nothing is his, everything is Allah's. Allah, we believe in you completely.
وملائكتنا ملائكة الله جبريل عليه الصلاة والسلام أول ملائكة وكتبه القرآن الشريف every letter is حق every حرف is حق every إعراب is حق we believe in everything whatever the command of Allah is as Allah wants it to be fulfilled
Allah we are ready for this from today لبيك وسعديك لبيك يا الله we are ready we are submitting over and over again يا الله we will run to you we will run away from you يا الله we have run towards you we will run away from you Ya Allah, whatever your command is in your kitab, in the Quran Sharif, Ya Allah, we accept it. Allah, rasi wal ayn upon our eyes, upon our head, Ya Allah, we put it. You will accept it, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, everything can break. I can break, I can lose, but your command will not be broken. Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahim used to say, don't break the command of Allah. Jan de do, give your life. Give your life to Allah. You don't break the command of Allah. Break your heart. Don't break somebody's heart. Break your own heart, but don't break anybody else's heart. Ya Allah, I will give. Allah, I will give, but I will not take from anyone. Allah, don't break the command of Allah. Make this pact with Allah now. Allah, don't break your command. And give me the consciousness of Allah 24/7. Allah, remain in your yad, remain in your remembrance 24/7. Don't break the command of Allah. So be with the kitab of Allah, in the Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam, in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Qadr, whether it's bad, whether it's against me, adversity, whether it is for me also, Allah, it's from you. And Ba'ath Ba'ad al-Mawt, Ya Allah, one day I have to be standing before you on the day of Qiyamah. Today is the day of Arafah, we can feel the heat. Ya Allah, save us in the heat on the day of Qiyamah. Give us your VIP lounge, Umay Allah. Welcome us, Umay Allah. The aircon is on. The Ikram is there. Ghilmanun. Allah Ta'ala sees the little young boys. Lu'lu'un, like pearls be serving you. What you want to have? What food? Allah Ta'ala, Subhanallah, Nuzula min Ghafoor al-Rahim. Allah will set out the Sirkhan, for his mihman have come. Allah will say they were tired. They need my ibadah. They didn't bring my command. Now host them now. They're all ghilman, all young boys. Go and host them. Ask them what they want to eat, how they want to have it. Today is the day. Allah Ta'ala make the day for us the day of Jannah. For the entire ummah. Save our progenies from kufr, from shirk, from bid'at. Save us, our families, our nephews, our nieces. Allah forgive our parents. Allah Ta'ala give us sihat and afiyat, our brothers, our sisters, our nephews, our nieces. The day of Qiyamah, Allah Ta'ala keep us in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our imaniyat. 100%. Every day we think about the day of Qiyamah. About Qabr, Ya Allah, make our Qabr easy for us also. We can't do this heat, Ya Allah. What will be in the Qabr? We'll be so jammed up, we can't even move. There'll be nothing there. Only what Amal we do in this worldly life. Here we near Arafah, ask Allah Ta'ala for Iman here. Ya Allah, complete your Iman completely. Very important. Our Iman yet mustn't be tainted till more than thereafter. Our Ibadat, Ya Allah, we have qarz by you. All our qazai umri, Ya Allah, we make pact today, we make promise today. Very, very important. Our bloodline. We sell our jamaat in the masjid. For the men, we can't leave it out. Ya Allah, we'll give our life, Ya Allah. But we will sell our jamaat in the masjid. That's our day and our night. That's our butter and our bread. Everything for us. Nabi alayhi salatu salam, he also in Mina, in Arafah, exalted Sahaba Ikram. As-salah. Don't leave as-salah. Take care of your wife. Usually, when he came to Arafah, Nabi alayhi salatu salam said, given all the usury and the loans that Abbas gave my uncle, I write off all that under my feet. I put all that interest under my feet. No more interest. Umar is haram for you now. Look after your wife. Look after the rights of people. All these lessons given on the day of Arafah. Nabi alayhi salatu salam, more than 60 years, finally standing in Arafah, you see as a victor. What's with victory? Oh, dunya under his control now. Everything, but such humility. So long dua, they say he made raise his hands, the reins fell off from his one hand. He left one hand still suspended in the air making dua and he picked up the other one. Then let his hand down, Ya Allah. I let it down. Ummah might slip. Still raising his hands making dua. The ibadat of the Ummah, the ibadat of Nabi of Allah is last. From Yom Arafah, when the ayat was revealed, Al-Yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum. Today, deen is perfected. Allah, give me perfect deen also. Our perfect deen, my salah, my masjid, even I'm not feeling well, Ya Allah. I can't leave Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. This day, the ayat was revealed, where the ikmal and tikmil of deen was taken place. The deen line is complete, finished. You don't need anything more. No innovations, don't leave anything, don't add anything. You have the complete deen of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Wa atamtu alaykum ni'mati. Allah said, this is my ni'mat I completed upon you. وَرَضِيْتُ لَكُمُ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينَ And deen Islam, I am happy with it for you. Islam is your deen, I am completely happy. So our amal should to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, Ya Allah, we are absolutely happy with deen Islam. Every portion of it. Whether it's against me also. The most important thing, we learn in Arafah and throughout. Allah ta'ala, give me tawfiq also. الله لك بمقام عبدية، مقام عبدية. اللهم أنت ربي لا إله إلا أنت خلقتني وأنا عبدك. This was so sweet in the tongue of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم أنت ربي يا الله you are my رب. How much shukr to Allah. Allah didn't allow his head to make sajda to anyone besides him. Only to him and only to him. That is dirt and pity. Allah, I love you with everything by putting. Allah made the head for sajda. Allah made the hands to go down in ruku and sajda. Allah made the knees. Allah made the back. Allah become a diehard for Allah. Become a diehard for the sunnah. Ya Allah, teach me every sunnah. Give me love of every sunnah. Amal upon every sunnah. Ya Allah, accept my life with the sunnah. Make me a diehard for my Allah. My waking up, my sleeping, my jalna, seena, sona, everything I do, eating, drinking, sleeping, only my Allah, only my Allah, only my Allah. My life has become only my Allah. Allah, accept this little body of mine, Ya Allah, to take you, Ya Allah, your deen to the four corners of the world. You must become that. So imaniyat will become mukammal, ibadat will become mukammal. Make dua, Ya Allah, give me complete iman, complete ibadat, every sense of how Allah wants it to be done, Ya Allah, give me tawfiq, Ya Allah, teach me. We say to Allah, "Ham jahil." Allah, what do we know? We jahil. We don't know anything. We are fools. We are stupid. We don't know how to run our families, Ya Allah. We don't know how to do anything correctly. We do everything wrong. نحن المقصرون. Ya Allah, we just spoil everything we touch. Everything we touch becomes second hand. Clothes we wear becomes spoiled. The cars we drive loses value. The food we eat, how it comes out. As my Hazrat Wala says, we are mobile waste manufacturing machines. Mobile waste manufacturing machines. We carry it in our belly all the time. Where can we have pride? Ya Allah, our pride belongs to you. The chadar belongs to you. So ibadat must come right. Mu'amalat, mu'asharat, akhlaq. Akhlaq very important. Akhlaq must become right. Ya Allah, guide me. Guide my tongue. We make this dua. Hazrat teaches us also. Every day making our nafil namaz, make need of istikhara. Ya Allah, guide me. Every sans, every breath I take, Ya Allah. Every step I take, Umay, Ya Allah. Let me make mashwara and let me make a first line decision according to how you want it to be done. But let me not make anything of my own accord. Every two rakat, nafil namaz, you go to istikhara also. Ya Allah, I need khair from you. I need your guidance. How to plan everything, how to do everything. Ya Allah, I'm completely muhtaj on you. So, iman, our akhlaq, our ibadat, our muamalat. When it comes to our business dealings, Ya Allah, you give us halal. Save us from haram completely. The nafs will go towards it. Ya Allah, you put a barrier. Ya Allah, you put a block. Put a complete block for life till mouth, oh my Allah. I don't go towards any haram. My children, my progenies, Ya Allah, give us only plenty of halal. Hadi Maktar Sabusi, rahmatullahi alayhi, Allah Ta'ala made plenty of halal. Khub khao, khub piyo, oh, maza urao, maza karo, haramat karna. Allah ka hukam mat torna. Allah give so many halal, halal wine, halal children, halal food, halal drink. Allah give so much. Says enjoy it, no problem. Don't waste it, don't be opulent. Don't do haram. Don't make Allah naharaz. Don't make Allah naharaz. Right now, Allah farmaad hai, ki abd zameen garam ho gayi hai. Now the earth has become very hot right now with the anger of Allah. But they are asking Allah, Ya Allah, cool the earth, Ya Allah. Cool the earth, Ya Allah. Make it cool now. The tears of Rasulullah, Ya Allah, cool the earth, Ya Allah. How much longer the ummah was carrying on, living in fear. Everywhere we go, we're living in fear. We don't know what's going to happen next. Here we came with so much in fear. When you go back, Ya Allah, when the Muslims are prevailing in the world, we have no fear. We have our chest out. We have قومون عزم الله بالإسلام. We are people. Allah give us عزت بالإسلام. Now we're scared to say we're Muslim also. Allah change the tables. We are here right now for the ummah, on behalf of the ummah, to cry for the ummah, to make dua for the ummah. That my mu'amalat, all my business dealings will come right, Umay Allah. Ya Allah, I'll give whoever has done me down to, I'll give it to them, Umay Allah. Whichever way, Allah save us from complete haram. Allah will ma'ash our social interaction with people, our five branches of deen. Allah Ta'ala will make it complete. The deen of Allah is complete. We come here to complete our deen and to take it back home. And to every person in the world, we will complete, to clean our hard drives, our minds completely. Let Allah take over our lives now. We have to submit. And this is the place where we submit to Allah Ta'ala. Aslim. Allah Ta'ala said, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, submit to Ibrahim. Aslam to the Rabbil Alameen. Allah surrender to you. Allah, what can I say? Gunegar, Sayyakar, Ya Allah, what can I do? As Hakim Akhtar Sahib would say, Rahmatullah Ali, I go to the Baytullah, and the poet says, poet changes, you see. Ya Allah, how can I come with my black face to the Baytullah? Ya Allah, how can I come with my black face to the Baytullah? Ya Allah, you make it white. As Hakim Sahib say, Ham yahi kahunga. Ya Allah, I have come with my black face. Ya Allah, you whitened it. Ya Allah, we can't love you. لا بيتعب بلاك بيتعب لو بلاك بيسز لو بلاك عديالة يميك الوايت شو يد البيض العرفة دعاء في رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الدين was complete with the day of Arafah the day of Jumu'ah dua was made over here and dua was accepted dua was readily accepted dua is a quality of the heart and make dua sadi for one side for ourselves our parents our children and don't forget the ummah Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is so much dua for the ummah we are here right now Allah give us sufi to make our dua's in the right thing inshallah